Kopi is a must agenda that will always attract local and international tourists. People's big enthusiasm about this event shows the richness of culture in Indonesia, particularly in Madura. That was a special feature produced by Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Script by Muhammad Kadhafi. Production of Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Bye for now.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. Transmigration Minister Iftikhar Sulaiman Suryanagara has said that the ongoing transformation of Indonesia's transmigration program could serve as a model for inclusive development across the Global South. Speaking here on Wednesday, the minister explained that the Ministry of Transmigration is currently implementing 5 flagship programs to redefine both the purpose and the public perception of transmigration. The 2025 Indo Defense Expo and Forum is being recognized as a strategic platform to strengthen Indonesia's defense relations with other countries, according to the Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Budi Gunawan. He noted that hundreds of defense sector companies are showcasing their top products at the event. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Hey, good afternoon, VOI listeners. Welcome back to the afternoon session of Indonesia Today with me, Unika, as your host. Of course, with me, you're going to have a touch of Gen Z type of culture, but without further ado, I'm going to bring you the latest news, great information from across Indonesia, and of course, classic and newest songs from Indonesia. And don't forget to please stay tuned with us on our online streaming, voinews.id, our app, RRI Digital, and social media, because nowadays, who doesn't use social media, right? Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, voi_official, email voilisteners@gmail.com, WhatsApp, +62 821 238 12130, +62 821 238 12130. Now, you're back with me listening to great songs. I'm not gonna play you a lot of, you know, information that are boring. Of course, I'm gonna bring you latest news that are fun and also fascinating, but not only that, of course, great music. Just like now, I'm going to play you a song by Ahmad Dhani featuring Raisa, Begitulah Cinta. Enjoy.
Yang pertama dan engkau yang terakhir selalu. Bye.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sama-sama.
Sama-sama Tahu by Hi-Fi. I think this is a great song that maybe not a lot of people know about. It is from Hi-Fi, of course, and from what I've known, it's from the old album when they're still with their older, former vocalist. But according to the resources that I found, it is released on 2017, entitled by the album Kereta Kencan. And of course, I want to talk about this album. Kereta Kencan's album is one of my favorite all-time album. It is a great album. They have a lot of great songs like Kereta Kencan, Gadis Sampul, of course, Sama-sama Tahu, and Apa Adanya. There's a lot of great songs, and I think maybe not a lot of people know Hi-Fi song besides the popular ones. And I think this is my advice for you guys if you are new to Hi-Fi, or you just know Hi-Fi just by their famous songs like Siapkah Kau Tuk Jatuh Cinta Lagi or Orang Ketiga. But you should really dive into their albums, because they created a lot of great music, including this one, Sama-sama Tahu. It is a story about how they think that old people, not old people, that sounds wrong, you know, your former lovers, that how you put it, your former lovers in relationship, it is sometimes better to just get back together, you know. In Indonesia, for the foreigners that is listening to the Voice of Indonesia, you're not, I think, familiar with the terms balikan. If you're Indonesian, you know what I mean. Balikan is exactly what this song is about, you know, getting back together with former lovers, you know, past lovers. So I want to know what you're thinking about this one. Do you think that, you know, sometimes a past lover would win because they already know so much about you? You guys have so much memories together and you already created a pattern and lifestyle together, or do you think it's more interesting to try with new people, new person? So please let me know what you think about this, I would say, premise, you know. If you wanna give your idea and thoughts about this, please contact us on our WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada. Caramu tersenyum tertawa dan merangkai canda, buatku terpesona. Apakah kau baca mataku bicara, semua yang kau tanya benar istimewa.
only in Indonesia.
When does one really reach maturity? Nias people has a way to find out. There is a Fahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Fahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Fahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar. Paresean is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok,
Each of them wield a rattan stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponent.
What can we do differently? Are we really never meant to be? When you kissed me slowly, did we cross the line? Can't the world just let us be? Cause you made me love the things I hate about myself. How can I learn the way you love like no one else? Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to
love like the way you do. Love like you love me too.
Teach me how to
terpaku semalam. bulan sabit melengkungkan senyummu, tabur bintang serupa kilau auramu. Aku pun sadari ku segera berlari. Cepat pulang, cepat kembali, jangan pergi lagi. Firasatku ingin kau tetap. Cepat pulang, cepat kembali, jangan pergi lagi. Akhirnya bagai sungai yang mendam basah muda, ku tahu pasti kemana kan ku bermuara. Semoga ada waktu sayangku, ku percaya alam pun berbahasa. Ada makna di balik semua pertanda. Firasat ini rasa rindukah ataukah tanda bahaya. Aku tak peduli, ku terus berlari.
Ingin kau pergi selamanya. memeluk diriku dengan cintamu, dengan cintamu.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Zone.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies, and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Yes, pay attention to sounds and also not only sounds, but signs everywhere. It's important to be cautious and also aware of your surroundings, especially you are a parent who have kids. It's very, very easy nowadays to be, you know, to consume dangerous content and maybe content that are not suitable for kids. So please make sure to always be cautious. Not only that, I'm also telling this not just for the kids, you know, please be cautious wherever you go, wherever you went. Be cautious about what you eat, because I'm going to tell you a personal story of mine. I think I ate something bad yesterday, and now my stomach is kind of feeling something that is not good. So now I'm going to play you a feature so you would learn more about Indonesia. I'm going to play you a feature entitled Topeng Palimanan so you can learn while I'm doing my business. Okay, here you go.
Besides being famous for the city of shrimp, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tari topeng or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now the worry is not true. Hardworking artists try harder to make tari topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. Coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Karmini in Kedung Bundar village, Gempol district, around 10 kilometers away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Karmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop tari topeng, or known as topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since
itu,
the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, belajarnya. We could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
Dulu waktu zamannya saya masih kecil, kalau ibu saya hajatan.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to deepen tari topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we sold dance. My parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned tari topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topeng maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace as well as national and international performances, Nani stated.
Di masyarakat dulu,
at that time, tari topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unit community. Then it went to the national level as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn tari topeng in depth. She has thought far before Wulan Sari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
Alhamdulillah, nggak sampai selesai, cuma
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in keraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach tari topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn tari topeng that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach tari topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih Mbak ya, ayo Neng belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught tari topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop tari topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java provincial government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan,
when we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving tari topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs tari topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah Mbak, karena saya sendiri enggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tarif.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages, Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform tari topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata alhamdulillah.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two feel moved because her daughter starts to show interest in tari topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny nari.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade.
Mama,
but in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacerobonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches tari topeng until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya untuk khususnya topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai
I hope art and culture particularly topeng Cirebon do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java provincial government, Nani Kadmini hope the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally ask low-level governments, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve tari topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though